From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, while a North Texas dreamer prepares for her evening on the State of the Union stage, we'll look at the impact that in-state tuition has had on a generation of immigrants. Today, Texas has a new governor. Greg Abbott was sworn into office this morning in Austin. There was music, prayers, barbecue, and a speech by Abbott, who's the state's first new chief executive in 14 years. Abbott talked about the importance of great teachers and thanked his English teacher from Duncanville High School, Nancy Nickel. As governor, Abbott says he'll improve Texas roads and speed up water projects. The former Texas Attorney General also promised to defend the state against what he considers excessive federal regulations.
It will come as no surprise that as governor, I will continue my legacy of pushing back against a Washington. If they spend too much, regulate too much, or violate our state sovereignty, any government that uses the guise of fairness to rob us of our freedom will get a uniquely Texan response. Come and take it!
Texas also has a new lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, who will oversee the state Senate. Patrick is a Tea Party favorite, and he promised today to take Texas conservatism to the next level.
In my campaign, I pledged to secure the border, to lower property and business taxes, prioritize reform and improve public education, build our infrastructure, and protect life, family, and the Second Amendment. That's what I pledged to do, and that is what I will do as lieutenant governor.
Inaugural festivities included a parade. Tonight, there's a ball in Austin with some boot-scootin' tunes from Lady Antebellum and Pat Green. Tonight in Washington, one of the honored guests at President Obama's State of the Union address will be a North Texas college student who's not a legal U.S. resident. Anna Zamora, who studies at Northwood University in Cedar Hill, is one of the students who's been dubbed Dreamers. In Texas, that means she pays college tuition at in-state rates. And policy is one of the hot-button issues in the legislative session that started last week in Austin. Reporter Diana Douglas looks at the impact in-state tuition has had and the debate it's provoked.
Texas and California were the first to offer in-state college tuition to residents, regardless of their citizenship status. That was in 2001. A number of Texas state legislators have vowed to repeal it during this session on the grounds that it is an incentive for people to immigrate illegally. Denton Representative Myra Crownover says that these benefits make it harder to enforce the country's immigration laws.
I believe in the rule of law, and I think we have to get rid of every incentive.
The in-state tuition benefit applies to all state colleges and community colleges. At Texas A&M, for example, that brings the price down from $26,000 a year to just $9,000.
In the great majority of cases, undocumented immigrant students don't take advantage of the in-state tuition because they basically don't go to college. And the reason is that they're not allowed to work.
Pia Arrhenius is vice president and senior economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve. Even a college graduate needs a work permit, so why offer the education benefit?
Because it has payoffs, not just to the individual, but also to society in general. We know that education is correlated with higher earnings, of course, but also with other things such as less incidence of crime, you know, family stability, and other positive side effects.
Right now, 20,000 students enrolled in Texas colleges are undocumented, according to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. That's fewer than 2%. Most of those students are in community or technical colleges. Raymond Paredes is the board commissioner, reached by phone in Austin.
So I've heard claims that these students are displacing native-born Texans in our colleges and universities. That's very much not the case. We have plenty of capacity in higher education in Texas.
In fact, economists have found that allowing undocumented students into colleges increases the enrollment of U.S. citizens because many immigrant families have documented and undocumented members. Paredes says the undocumented student's success rate is similar to other low-income students.
For community colleges, the three-year completion rate is under 30%, and you would see that undocumented students would have similar numbers.
In other words, in-state tuition for undocumented students has been low cost and low benefit to Texas until 2 years ago.
This whole scenario has changed now that we have DACA.
Pia Arrhenius is referring to a shorthand for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a federal program that offers work permits and a path to legal residency to undocumented kids who were brought to the U.S. by their parents. 22-year-old Karen Alvarado is one of them.
We've been able to work, we've been able to drive, we've been able to do a lot of things that normal people do. Yeah, it's like before we were standing in the shadow and now we can actually go in the light.
She immigrated with her family from Mexico as a six-year-old. She didn't have much say in the matter. She graduated from MacArthur High School in Irving and went to North Lake College for an associate's degree. When President Obama announced DACA in 2012, she was working in the back of a corner bakery. Now she's a tutor in Irving ISD.
You study so hard to get a degree and then you can't actually work where you want to work because you don't have the papers or the number. And now that we have a number, now that we're someone, we can actually use what we worked so hard for.
The future of in-state tuition for undocumented Texas residents is out of her hands. Legislators on both sides of the issue have already filed bills supporting it or calling for its repeal. For Karen Alvarado and the tens of thousands of others who have taken advantage of it, the state's investment in their education is finally starting to pay off. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
You can listen to NPR coverage of the president's address tonight at 8 on KERA, or you can watch it on KERA TV or keranews.org. Workers in the service industry know the hours can be long and unpredictable. Linda Tirado, an author now, once rode that roller coaster as a short order cook. Today on Think, as part of KERA's One Crisis Away initiative, she told Chris Boyd, when you don't even know your schedule week to week, it can be hard to plan your life.
It's really nearly impossible to plan, you know, even a day in advance, much less 2 weeks or 2 years. And when you're looking at things like that, sit down and think about how many of those strategies that you would tell somebody that's living kind of paycheck to paycheck and living in these industries, all of the advice that you would give them, how much of it requires knowing how many hours you're going to have at work next week and when they might be. How many of them are meetings? How many of them are programs? How many of them are, you know, any number of things that take even the slightest amount of stability to commit to? And when we do try and we can't make it because we've got to work or because childcare fell through or whatever, people look at us and say, oh, well, you just didn't want it hard enough, or see, you can't get even through that. So why should we feel for you? You've got, you know, basically a third of the country working in the service industry. And you've got to wonder, at what point do we all have a responsibility to make sure that this vast swath of jobs are jobs that we want our citizens working at?
Linda Tirado is the author of Hand to Mouth, Living in Bootstrap America. Think re-airs tonight at 10, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. A big change is on the way weather-wise. Cold and rainy weather's coming here. Even some snow in West Texas. That translates to tomorrow it being partly sunny with highs in the lower 60s, but tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 100% chance of rain with a cool low near 41. It's currently 62 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 61 in Tyler, 56 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.